From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia announced a plan to halt 5 years of war in Syria and for the two countries to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. Meantime, the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, endorsed the agreement. U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to the news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meantime, Beijing says China started emergency measures to monitor radiation rates. This is VOA News.